That's up to you. Either way. A quorum is present. Can you turn up this mic a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that everyone can hear. All right. Good afternoon. Today is Thursday, September 29th, 2011. It is 2 p.m. How are you doing, Carla?
I'm well, thank you.
Carla is our council clerk. You have to do everything she tells you to do. Can you please read the title for the resolution, 2 o'clock time certain, number 1038?
Do a roll call first.
Oh, sorry, roll call first.
Saltzman, Leonard.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Fish, Adams.
Here. Could I have staff come forward, and I'll start with a little bit of background. The 50s Bikeway is a 4.3-mile safety project that connects our existing bikeways and creates, therefore, a continuous 6.7-mile bicycle route from Cully in the northeast all the way down to the Springwater Trail in southeast Portland. It is funded with a $1.5 million federal grant. My number one priority as transportation commissioner is safety, and that's why this project is before the city council and the public for the consideration of acceptance. The 50 bikeways will improve safety at 8 arterial crossings. Arterial crossings is a fancy word for the busy streets that benefits both pedestrian, cyclists, and automobile drivers. It calms traffic in 2 separate areas that benefit the neighborhood livability and those that live along the route. It adds bike lanes on 52nd, south of Division. Almost 20,000 residents live within a quarter mile of this project. It includes 12 schools within a half mile of this project. It connects 16 east-west bikeways, leveraging past investments that we've already made, helping us to achieve our goal of creating these corridors of safety for bicyclists. The project was presented at more than 40 public meetings during the past year, and it's endorsed by all 8 neighborhood associations, both the business districts in which it transects, the neighborhood coalitions, both neighborhood coalitions, Southeast Uplift and Central Northeast Neighbors, as well as the city's Portland Bicycle Advisory Committee. And with that, I would like to turn it over to Rich and Sarah, who's going to give us the staff overview, and then we'll go into testimony.
Great. Good afternoon. Last year, City Council adopted the Portland Bicycle Plan for 2030, a comprehensive strategy for not only making bicycling a critical component of Portland's transportation system, but also a significant component of achieving our overall sustainability goals. A critical element of meeting those goals is reaching out to Portland's next generation of bicycle riders. This next generation is the large pool of potential cyclists commonly referred to in the bicycle plan as the interested but concerned. These residents want to take part in Portland's successes with making bicycling a truly viable mode of travel, but are held back by concerns, primarily safety. To leverage this interest, we must now focus our attention on their concerns. For this reason, we are very pleased to present to you today the Northeast-Southeast 50s Bikeway Project, funded through a $1.5 million federal grant, a great opportunity to build a next-generation bicycle project. These bicycle projects will continue to expand and interconnect the network using a broader range of tools to improve safety. However, they will also involve more design challenges than we have been typically used to as we move into more constrained areas of the city. Over the years, we've done a good job of making strong east-west connections between downtown and the east side, but the north-south connections, no less important, tend to be more difficult. This is primarily because the street network, which is generally much less interconnected, with fewer arterials to spread traffic loads across, narrower street widths, and with significant barriers to cross, such as I-84 or Mount Tabor. The 50s Bikeway Project presents an important opportunity to fill in a major missing link in Portland's north-south bicycle network. At 4.3 miles in length, spanning 8 neighborhood associations, 2 business associations, and 2 district coalitions, its size alone speaks to its importance to the overall network. The project will link up existing bicycle lanes on Southeast 52nd Avenue, south of Woodstock Boulevard, to bicycle lanes on Northeast 57th Avenue, just south of Sandy Boulevard, creating a continuous, integrated 6.7-mile bikeway that stretches all the way from the Springwater Trail to Northeast Killingsworth Avenue, traversing nearly one end of the city to the other. Several numbers highlight the importance of this opportunity. 19,000 residents live within just one quarter mile of the project. When linked together, the overall project corridor will provide convenient access to more than 28,000 Portland residents. 12 schools that are within one half mile of the project. When linked together, the overall bikeway corridor will connect to a total of 14 schools, providing access to 5,500 school-aged children and helping achieve our goals for programs like Safe Routes to School. The project will directly connect to 5 existing improved bikeways and a total of 9 for the overall corridor. And 11 major street crossings will receive significant safety improvements, which benefit pedestrians as well as bicyclists. The design recommendations can be generally subdivided in 2 distinct segments, with Southeast Division Street as the dividing line. This is because of the significant differences in the character between the 2 street environments. North of Division Street, the route, primarily along Northeast 53rd Avenue, takes advantage of local residential streets that provide a good direct connection to the project's northern terminus at Northeast 57th Avenue and Thompson Street. For the most part, these streets are already well-suited to the functional needs of a bicycle boulevard, with relatively low traffic volumes and speeds. The narrow width of many of these streets provides the additional benefit of built-in traffic calming. In these areas, the project simply recommends pavement markings and destination signage to help cyclists navigate the route and make connections to the rest of the network. The exception is 53rd Avenue between East Burnside Street and Northeast Glisson Street, where traffic volumes are considerably higher than the adjacent residential streets and what we would expect a local service street to carry. Analysis shows a very large percentage of this traffic volume is non-local, using this section of 53rd Avenue as a cut-through route for access to and from Providence Hospital and the I-84 overpass. Not only does this volume create safety and comfort concerns for bicyclists, but it's indicative of a neighborhood livability issue as well. This is the first of 2 locations where the project recommends testing semi-diverters to reduce the amount of cut-through traffic on the route and improve the safety and comfort of the bikeway. The diverters will create physical barriers that restrict turn movements from Burnside Street to 53rd Avenue. The testing process, to be discussed later in greater detail, is intended to ensure that these improvements do not move the problem onto adjacent local streets. The other major design issue in the northern half of the overall route are the various high-volume arterial street crossings. Unlike the southern segment, most of these crossings are not currently signalized, thus challenging in terms of their convenience and safety. The project recommends improving all 6 of the unsignalized crossings with well-tested tools such as curb extensions and medians. Of special importance is the crossing at East Burnside at 53rd Avenue, where the street width and volume of traffic to cross creates a particularly significant barrier. Here, the project proposes installing a new traffic signal to ensure safe crossing opportunities. It is important to note that all these crossing opportunities will provide safety benefits to pedestrians and cyclists alike. The character and associated issues of the route near and south of Division Street are very different from the route to the north. While 52nd Avenue provides a good direct connection to the project's southern terminus at Southeast Woodstock Boulevard, it is also a relatively high-volume, high-speed collector street, with traffic volumes ranging from 6,500 to 13,000 vehicles a day, an average speed of over 35 miles an hour. This is clearly not the kind of environment that bicycle and car traffic can mix safely and comfortably together. Therefore, physical separation in the form of bicycle lanes is required. However, to find the room for bicycle lanes entails the trade-off of having to remove on-street parking from at least one side of the street. The Citizens Advisory Committee and project team spent much time early on in the process considering design options for installing bicycle lanes on 52nd Avenue and other alignment options. Issues with moving the alignment off of 52nd Avenue and onto the adjacent local street network are significant because it's so discontinuous that these options entail large amounts of out-of-direction travel. These options add at least one half mile to the route's length. While a low traffic volume environment would be more attractive to the interested but concerned rider, the added distance would be a significant deterrent for more experienced riders. The process ultimately ended up recommending a compromised approach that remains focused on achieving the goal of serving the needs of the broadest range of cyclists possible while minimizing the impacts to on-street parking supply. The first part includes installing wider than standard 6-foot bicycle lanes on 52nd Avenue from Division Street to Woodstock Boulevard. Instead of removing parking from both sides of the streets, the space needed for the wider bicycle lanes would come from narrowing of the travel lanes from 12 feet in width to 10 feet. This narrowing of the travel lanes would also provide a much-needed traffic calming effect to the roadway by lowering its design speed. Crossing improvements at Southeast Woodward Street intersection would significantly enhance safe access to Franklin High School and the Woodward Bikeway. Other tools are still needed to create a safer environment for all users. The project is committed to rolling out a safety education campaign that will include additional tools such as requesting a reduction in the speed limit, speed reader boards, and enhanced enforcement in coordination with construction. In regard to the impact of reducing the supply of on-street parking, analysis of parking utilizations on two separate occasions strongly indicates that all of the peak parking demand from both sides of the streets can be accommodated on just one side of the street. The east side of the street was chosen for parking removal because it has both a lower total supply of parking spaces and a lower overall utilization rate compared to the west side. Public involvement to date has indicated that of greater importance is creating a more neighborhood-oriented street environment. These improvements are a step in that direction by providing a better functional balance between all the modes. Even with the wider bicycle lanes, there is an acknowledgement that many of the interested but concerned population would still not feel adequately safe and comfortable, especially with children. Thus, we are also recommending an additional family-friendly option as a future phase of the project, using a parallel local street route east of 52nd Avenue. Directional signage and pavement markings will help address the route's circuitous nature, while improvements to the major street crossings, particularly Powell Boulevard at 54th Avenue, will address primary safety issues. The section of the main route on 52nd Avenue between Lincoln Street and Division Street creates one final challenge for the development of the bikeway. Here's another area where traffic volumes are greatly in excess of the street's functional classification as a local street. In this case, the volume is currently over 2,700 cars per day, compared to the other adjacent local streets, which carry only 300 or less cars a day. Regardless of the bikeway's needs, this segment is clearly not functioning in accordance with its policy classification as a local service street. Analysis again confirms that most of this traffic is non-local, using 52nd Avenue as a cut-through route through the neighborhood to avoid signalized intersections at Southeast 50th Avenue and Division Street and 60th Avenue and Division Street. Long before the bikeway project came along, this has been a neighborhood livability issue. It is important to note that this issue also impacts the function of the intersecting Lincoln Street bikeway. The additional volume of cut-through traffic makes this already difficult intersection, with its offset geometry, bus turn movements, and a hill, a place where near-miss crashes are said to be a daily experience. Similar to the recommendation for the Burnside to Gleason segment, the project also proposes testing a semi-diverter at this location, which will restrict northbound access at Division Street. The difference at this location being that it would be a regulatory diverter instead of a physical diverter to main access for the number 71 bus line. The remaining northbound auto traffic would be redirected to Southeast Division Street, the designated collector street. The volume of redirected traffic is estimated to be approximately 1,500 cars a day. As you are aware, this particular recommendation has generated significant concerns from residents on the local streets adjacent to 52nd Avenue. They understandably do not want their streets to become the neighborhood's new cut-through route. We certainly agree the problem should not be shifted to those streets, but we should all also agree that it's still an existing problem on 52nd Avenue that should not be ignored for the purposes of the bikeway and for the residents whose impacted livability is not a theory but quite real today. This project is an opportunity to solve this problem. Modeling indicates that the two Division Street intersections, Southeast 50th Avenue and 60th Avenue, can accommodate this additional traffic volume and still meet our capacity standards for signalized intersections. Semi-diverters are not a new tool for Portland. We do have extensive experience with their use under similar circumstances throughout the city. Other characteristics of the adjacent local streets, such as their much narrower width, will minimize the incentive for non-local traffic to consider them as reasonable cut-through routes. The installation of speed bumps, also recommended, will further help minimize this incentive. The overall...
Excuse me, which streets are proposed for speed bumps?
In this example, 51st Avenue, 53rd, and 54th Avenue.
Thank you.
And just that, when the issue of diversion came to me, it was whatever week that was, there was the option of later adding speed bumps. And I asked that they be part of the upfront plan. So speed bumps will go in as at the same time that everything else goes in.
Right. The overall measure of reasonableness for this approach is the associated testing process. The testing process provides a safeguard to the adjacent residents that ensures the theoretical trade-offs, if found to be real, do not become permanent. The process uses criteria for volume increases on the adjacent streets that Council adopted years ago for similar projects. Based on our experience with similar installations all over the city, we are confident that we can successfully meet these criteria. We want to be very clear, though. If the testing proves otherwise, we are committed to removing the diverter. We would like to conclude with a brief overview of the public involvement process used to develop these recommendations. First, we want to particularly acknowledge the Project 17-member Citizens Advisory Committee and pay them special thanks for their time, patience, and commitment. Their help has been invaluable in terms of working through the various design issues and making development of the project a community effort. During the past year, there have been more than 40 public meetings of this committee and the various community organizations within the project area to discuss the issues and recommendations. 18,000 mailings were sent out regarding the project to residents along the project route. Over 20,000 hits for information have been registered on the project's website. 270 community members attended two public open house events this past winter and spring, and a total of 443 comments were generated by those open house events. In addition to the support of the Citizens Advisory Committee itself, the recommendations presented here today have been endorsed by all 8 neighborhood associations within the project area. The Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association voted to endorse the project generally, but is divided over the specific issue of diversion at 52nd and Division Street. Both business associations within the project area have endorsed the project, as well as both district coalitions. Thank you.
Initial questions? I just want to take the opportunity to thank you, Rich and Sarah, for the teams that you worked with, especially on the outreach. This is a big swath of the city, and you have worked many hours beyond your stated salary and time in the office, and I just want you to know that we appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right. First, we'll hear from Ian, Garrick, and Todd, and then we'll go to the sign-up. How many people have signed up?
39.
Okay, we might as well start editing your testimony to the 2 minutes. Otherwise, we'll be here till 8 p.m. Ian.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams, City Commissioners. My name is Ian Studi. I'm here both as a member of the City's Bicycle Advisory Committee and also a member of the 50s Bikeway Citizens Advisory Committee. I also want to point out that I'm a resident in the North Tabor neighborhood. I live just a few doors down from 53rd Avenue in the area that was highlighted in the presentation between Burnside and Gleason. I really want to thank you for your opportunity to testify today in support of this project, and I have just a few things I'd like to point out and add to the discussion today. I'm very excited in particular that this project, as presented, represents what will be a vast improvement not only to my neighborhood, but to the 7 other neighborhoods that will be affected by the project, both through Northeast and Southeast Portland. As a CAC member, I want to point out that the committee, as well as the people in attendance to the 40 public meetings that were held, represents really what could be considered a tremendous level of public involvement and community engagement. And in particular, from voices both advocate and skeptic alike. The project that you see here today really represents a compromise built on that testimony, but at the same time is one that does not compromise the essential elements for creating a safer and healthier network of streets. I'd also like to add that, I've got it here. The key to the success for this project includes several features. In particular, and in my neighborhood, the diversion at Burnside and as well as the diversion at Division. The committee reviewed at length various options for how to handle the excessive amounts of vehicle traffic on these neighborhood streets, and diversion was proven to be the best possible alternative and one that we feel will truly merit not only the existing street that is the will become the bikeway, but also the neighborhood as a whole. In my neighborhood, where we had a specific meeting to discuss the diversion at Burnside, there was an overwhelming amount of support for the semi-diverters. And unfortunately, I think there are some others here who will hopefully testify today, but I'm not certain. But we heard very loud and clear from those neighbors that they were very concerned about both the volume and the speed of vehicles on their streets. And diversion really is the best process by which to handle that issue. I also want to point out that the exchange of vehicle parking spaces for the designated bike lanes along 52nd Avenue, again, represents a compromise that will both yield, I think, a safer street, a safer environment for bicyclists, and safer pedestrian crossings throughout the corridor. Lastly, I want to add that the PBOT staff should really be congratulated for their very hard work on this project, and in particular, their engagement with the neighborhood associations and the neighbors at large. So thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Todd Borkowitz. I am representing the Willamette Pedestrian Coalition and a former board member of that organization. On behalf of the Willamette Pedestrian Coalition, it is my pleasure to recommend approval of the 50s Bikeway Project. The Willamette Pedestrian Coalition was founded in 1991 to promote the creation of sustainable and walkable communities. We define a walkable community as one in which is safe, direct, and attractive to walk. While the 50s Bikeway Project is focused on improving conditions for bicycling, it includes traffic calming features and intersection crossing improvements that will improve conditions for walking and neighborhood livability, reducing vehicle speeds and lowering the speed limit, as well as curb extensions and other improvements with the bikeway crosses busy arterials will benefit pedestrians as well as bicyclists. We are pleased that the city proposes monitoring any diversion of cars to parallel streets in the neighborhood. The WPC recommends that as a general practice, the city consider the interest of pedestrians in its approach to bikeway design and route selection. We believe the 50s bikeway design does consider and benefit pedestrians, and therefore we happily recommend its approval. Thank you.
Mayor Adams, good afternoon, Portland City Commissioners. My name is Garrick Kransky, Advocacy Director with the Bicycle Transportation Alliance, and I'd like to thank you for this opportunity to testify today in support of Resolution 1038 for the new 50s Bikeway. This investment of federal funds represents a model project for both increasing safety of all users on the roadway as well as maximizing mobility with our limited transportation funds. And in addition to the robust public involvement process that the Bureau of Transportation led for this project, the BTA has been having conversations with members and supporters for months, and we're pleased to present you with 113 signatures of support for both the project as well as the specific project element, the diverter at 52nd and Division. We're very encouraged that this project includes a wide range of street redesigns that will improve safety for students, people walking, rolling in wheelchairs, and pedaling on bicycles. The BTA is particularly pleased with the inclusion of separated bike lanes being proposed in front of Franklin High School, and also the installation of new rapid flash beacons to provide students a safer environment to cross Southeast 52nd Avenue. The city's goal to bring traffic speed along Southeast 52nd down is also hugely important to the students and residents who live, walk, and bike along Southeast 52nd today. Safe access, of course, for students walking and biking to school is one of the major goals of the BTA. It's a part of our broader Healthy Streets for All campaign that seeks to reduce fatal and near-fatal crashes throughout the entire metro region. When this project is complete, we'll have one more large component of the Portland Bicycle Plan for 2030 built, and this vision takes both leadership and great design. So we want to applaud Mayor Adams and all the hardworking planners and engineers at the Bureau of Transportation for putting together this project and their robust public involvement process. Together, we can make our streets healthy for all Portlanders, and I encourage your aye vote.
Thank you. Thank you all. Appreciate
Thank you.
First four, please come on up, will be Michelle LaFoy, Isaac Campbell, Michael Foreman, and Nancy Chapin, and they'll be followed by John McLaren, Jordan Palmieri, Michael Shaver, and John Mulvey.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the City Council Chambers. Again, you just need to give us your first and last name. You'll have 2 minutes, and that clock in front of you will help you count down your time. Would you please begin?
Yes. Hi, my name is Michelle LaFoe, and I'm a resident of the Mount Tabor neighborhood. I'm also a small business owner who runs my own architecture firm, and I'm the mother of a 4.5-year-old girl. And I fully support the 50s bikeway, as well as the proposed diverter at Southeast 52nd and Division Street. I want to make two quick points, the first one being that the process of design held by the Bureau of Transportation about the diverter project at Southeast 52nd and Division has been a very open and transparent process of citizen engagement for over a year. They've even held special meetings for residents of the Mount Tabor neighborhood to discuss this issue. Point number two is I live at the corner of the complex offset intersection at Southeast 52nd and Lincoln Street, which is two blocks north of the proposed diverter at Southeast 52nd and Division. And I hear and see cyclist conflicts with vehicular traffic on a daily basis from our house, from our kitchen window. Near accidents, most of the near misses are due to the northbound vehicles on Southeast 52nd coming from Division, and they make one of two left-hand turns. And I provided you with some diagrams to show this, primarily diagrams D and F. They continue onto Lincoln Street towards downtown or to the offset continuation of Southeast 52nd, and they typically roll through the stop sign there. A majority is cut through traffic, and there's a number 71 bus line that runs along there as well. And in order for both bike boulevards, the Lincoln Street and the proposed bike boulevard, to be safe, I feel as though there needs mediation such as the diverter to reduce traffic volume on 52nd Street between Division and Lincoln Streets. So I would like to request that the committee approve the bikeways project and specifically the proposed diverter at Southeast 52nd and Division. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Sir.
Mayor Adams, esteemed City Council members, thank you. My name is Isaac Campbell. I'm a resident of the Mount Tabor neighborhood, and I'm here today to voice my support for the 50s Bikeway Project and the proposed test diversion of the northbound traffic on Southeast 52nd at Division. For the past 10 years, I've lived with my family at the intersection of Lincoln and 52nd along the proposed route for the 50s Bikeway. And as earlier testified, from firsthand experience, this intersection is both complicated and potentially dangerous with a staggered configuration, poor visibility, and high traffic volumes. Traffic volume is one of the biggest issues in our neighborhood. Every day, Southeast 52nd between Division and Lincoln experiences about 2,800 cars, far in excess of the standards for regular residential streets in the city and far in excess of the preferred maximum level for a bikeway, which is around 1,000 cars. PDOT has indicated the only reasonable way to achieve a reduction in traffic volume of this magnitude is through the use of a diverter, a strategy that has been successfully employed in different configurations around the city. I've included an attachment of a list of diverters in the city. In my opinion, the 50s Bikeway is a great opportunity to improve safety livability, not just on 52nd, but across the entire Mount Tabor neighborhood through reducing unwanted cut-through traffic by increasing pedestrian and bicycle accessibility and facilitating connectivity to the larger city. This project is a win-win-win. Ultimately, I hope that the discussion today will be about larger issues and policy. The 50s Bikeway is an important next step in a much larger vision for a safer, more livable, interconnected, and sustainable city. It is for these reasons that Portland is recognized around the country and the world for its leadership in progressive planning, alternative transportation, all of which helped create the great quality of life that we all enjoy today. We need safe bikeways in our city. So I ask you to please vote to approve the 50s Bikeway Project and all the associated street modifications that are part of making this project feasible and safe, including the proposed test division of the northbound traffic at Southeast 52nd and Division. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hi, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, Commissioners. My name is Michael Foreman. I'm representing no one but myself and my family here today. I am here today to ask for your support of the 50s Bikeway Project. I live with my wife and daughter on 52nd Avenue between Southeast Lincoln and Southeast Hawthorne. I am an avid cyclist and a stay-at-home father. I mention this as being a stay-at-home parent. We spend a lot of time walking the neighborhood with my daughter every day. During this time on our walks, I have made the following relevant observations. At all hours of the day, there is noticeably high volume of traffic that travels in front of our home on 52nd Avenue. I would say that the level of traffic on our street is higher than many of the other streets in our neighborhood, with the exception of 50th and 60th Avenue. Additionally, I have observed many of these cars traveling south of our home from Southeast Division, continuing onto Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard without stops. Many of these cars that I have observed travel at speeds that I believe any reasonable person would call excessive. I believe that these cars create a dangerous situation for pedestrians and cyclists. I believe that the proposed traffic diverter at Southeast 52nd Avenue and Division would greatly reduce the level of traffic and the speed of traffic, making for a safer neighborhood. In closing, I hope that you will support the Northeast-Southeast 50s Bikeway Project, including the traffic diverter at Southeast 52nd and Division. Please help me make my neighborhood safer for cyclists and pedestrians, now as well as for my daughter in the future. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, sir. Welcome back.
Nancy Chapin, board member of the Foster Area Business Association and owner of TSG Services, which is located just off Foster Road. Mayor Adams and commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to speak on the 50s Bikeway Project today, and thank you to all who have worked on this endeavor. As I've spoken with nearby businesses and residents, they're supportive of the project. There is, however, definitely concern about any loss of parking for residents and businesses, and about the danger to bicyclists in those areas that already have drivers detouring into the neighborhood and onto the bicycle streets. As noted in the opening remarks, both redirection and extra signage will be needed to remind both bicyclists and drivers that they are sharing the street and need to be hyper-conscious of one another. Given the understanding of the additional safety measures to be done, as a business owner and North-South Bike Lane supporter, I urge you to move forward on this project, approving it and its modifications. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Appreciate it. The next four
are John McLaren, Jordan Palmieri, Michael Shaver, and John Mulvey. And they'll be followed by Martina Farner, Roberta Schlechter, Tim O'Neill, and Tony Magliano.
Welcome to the City Council Chambers. We're glad you're here. Would you like to begin, sir?
Mayor Adams, Commissioner, my name is John McLaren. I live on 54th Avenue, a couple of blocks from the proposed bikeways. I'm 76 years old, almost 77, and still enjoy riding a bike. As a concession to my age, I now use a three-wheeler. I ride the southern half of the proposed bikeway frequently, from Southeast Lincoln Street down to Woodstock Boulevard and on to the Springwater Corridor bike trail. Thanks to the 50s bikeway, pedaling down 52nd will be a lot better and safer. Nearly everyone, it seems, support the bikeway concept, except, of course, for the proposed semi-diverter at Southeast Division Street. That's a real point of contention in my Mount Tabor neighborhood. Do we need a diverter? depends on how much walking or bicycling you do. For a bicyclist, making a left turn from Lincoln Street to 52nd Avenue can be scary. It's hard to see northbound vehicles before they reach Lincoln. Cars turning left from 52nd can swing into the path of cyclists headed down or turning from Lincoln. South Division, cyclists must contend with heavy vehicular traffic along much of the route, especially in and around the intersections with Powell Boulevard and Foster Road. Ironically, a bike corral consisting of six stands intended as a convenience for cyclists is itself somewhat hazardous. Located on 52nd, just north of Steel Street, it thrust out into the street just far enough to force cyclists into the traffic lane. One major improvement for cyclists would be the elimination of on-street parking on the east side of 52nd between Woodstock and Division to allow for new bicycle lanes. But the regulatory diverter, as it's known, at Division is a key to the success of the bikeway. Please allow the Transportation Bureau to test the diverter at 52nd and Division. Whatever is done, is that turning me off? Okay. Whatever is done will be scrutinized during 2 4-month testing periods. If the diverter unduly impacts the parallel streets, it will be renewed. If you have any questions, I will answer. If not, thank you for your attention.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your testimony. Hi, welcome.
Hi there. Mayor Adams, commissioners, thanks for the opportunity to testify today. My name is Jordan Palmieri, and I live on 52nd Avenue on the east side of the street, right near Franklin High School, the area where the parking's being removed. I'm here to testify in full support of the project today. I'm a cyclist. I bike to work every day, and my family and I bike all over town, and really supportive of having a better north-south connector. It's pretty hard to navigate it otherwise, and excited about having a more dedicated route. What I'm most excited about, however, is the idea of just making 52nd Avenue near Franklin High School a safer street. I've got 2 kids. All my neighbors have kids. There's a preschool right across the street from me that runs out of its home, and another one right down the street. I'd love to make 52nd Avenue safer, and I see this as one means of doing that. I understand that I think you need to petition the state to lower the speed limit to 25 miles per hour. I would love to see that. I think that would be a great move as well. And the last thing I'd want to say is that one of the unexpected benefits maybe of removing parking on one side of the street is that visibility is greatly enhanced. That's both for people trying to get out of their driveways and for people walking and for people biking and trying to cross the street. So that's another big benefit that should be thought about. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir. Hi, welcome.
Mayor Adams, commissioners, thanks for letting me testify. My name is Michael Shaver, and I live in the Mount Tabor neighborhood. After some of the diversion topics came up, it became clear that a solution needed to be presented to the neighborhood so that we could have a better consensus across our neighborhood and not so much division. There's people that I walk to school with that have kids on these adjacent streets to 52nd and Division, and it was clear that, you know, we needed to find some solution. So that's where I came up with a proposal that was presented at the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association meeting where the vote was taken, which would do some of these things that are now part of the plan in terms of speed bumps, potential diversion at 51st, or another tool at 51st as well. And that vote did gather more support at the Neighborhood Association meeting than any other of the votes that were taken as well. I think there'll be some people that I'll talk specifically about the votes that were taken at the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association meeting. And then subsequently, we've had meetings with the mayor's office and with the transportation department regarding these pre-mitigation measures as well. And I think there are some neighbors that definitely were genuinely interested in solving the problems of 52nd and diversion, as well as addressing some of the concerns on the adjacent streets. I think there are some neighbors that have not been willing to give up or been willing to have the diversion as well go in, plus these mitigations. But I think in overall, this will be a great solution with the pre-mitigation and the diversion at 52nd. So I ask you to support the project and the diversion at 52nd. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hi, welcome.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. My name is John Mulvey. I'm a former board member of the Foster Powell Neighborhood Association and a member of the 50s Bikeway CAC, and I've been car-free since 2007. I want to express strong support for the 50s Bikeway plan make a brief comment about why it's so important. The neighborhoods of Outer Southeast have, as you know, unique sets of problems. One of them is that they've tended to lag behind on the sort of livability initiatives that have come to a lot of other parts of the city. This particular bike route is extremely important at unlocking active transportation for a whole range of neighborhoods in the city, not just the ones that live adjacent to it. Part of that is due to the topography of the area. There's limited sort of usable routes to get in and out of that area, partly because of Mount Tabor itself and also because of sort of other development patterns that have created things like the barrier at Powell Boulevard and some of the other issues of sort of how development has occurred there. So I just want to express strong support for the plan because it is really important at unlocking those neighborhoods. It will eventually be the through route that I think people coming from further out in Southeast will use when they need to get to Hawthorne or to downtown or to other parts of town. I also just wanted to express that there are two elements of the plan that I hope you'll also think about. One is that unfunded in the phase two piece of the plan is an idea of a dedicated bike pedestrian crossing of Powell Boulevard at 54th. That's probably going to be on the horizon, I suppose. And the other thing is just to make a quick bid for your continued support for the Foster Streetscape Plan. I know funding for that is moving forward, and I hope that that, combined with this, will be able to improve the Foster Crossing area. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all for your testimony. The next four
are Martina Farner, Roberta Schlechter, Tim O'Neill, and Tony Magliano. And they'll be followed by Bruce Treat, Kimberly Medic, Rebecca Casanova, and Catherine Toswell.
So those of you getting ready to testify, there's a lot of bells and whistles going off. The buzzer rings when you've got 30 seconds left of your 2 minutes. So just you can be mentally prepared for that. Martina?
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor, council people. I wanted to draw special attention to a small corner that Rich already mentioned earlier in his report, and it's one of those narrow-width streets with an unsigned crossing, and it's really unassuming 53rd Street going off Belmont, but at 7:50 in the morning, this corner becomes very, very dangerous because we have traffic coming up from Stark through 53rd Street. We have parents turning onto 53rd Street from Belmont. We have kids trying to cross the street at the same time. And in the mix, we also have some bicyclists. So it is, for 10, 15 minutes, it is one of the most dangerous corners in the city. And here's where the bikeway actually already helped us, because on the Belmont side, that would be on the riverside of the street of 53rd Avenue, we lost two parking spots, but that basically helped to widen the street so that cars do not turn into each other anymore and basically convert the street into a one-lane street. It also gives bicyclists more space to use the street, and it also gives greater visibility so that kids actually can cross the streets more easily. So according to the 50s bikeway plan, there will be a marked crosswalk there, which draws more attention to this corner with its traffic calming features. It will also change the perception of this corner with a traffic improvement, and the added safety will encourage more parents to bike to school. Added traffic, bike traffic might also encourage to more parents to use a nearby parking lot to actually do a drop and walk and actually walk the last two blocks to the school. I would really appreciate if you would support this project further on, because it has a really big impact on our school and on our students. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and members of the council. My name is Roberta Schlechter. I am one of the nearly 200 people who signed the petition expressing our concern over the diverter at 52nd Avenue and Division, and that will be the extent of what I speak to. I am otherwise in favor of the plan. I live on Southeast 53rd Avenue between Division and Sherman Streets. When coming from the south, 52nd Avenue via Sherman Street is the safest and least stressful way for me to get to my own driveway. I submit that this is one tiny example of what needs to go into developing a safe transportation mix for our neighborhood. Along with many neighbors, I am concerned about the diverter's cumulative impact throughout the neighborhood, but most especially, the city plan is silent on the impact of forcing hundreds more cars onto an undersized thoroughfare like Division Street. I am familiar with efforts to reduce non-local traffic along Southeast Clinton and Lincoln Streets, but those involve lengthy stretches of road with many entry and exit points that maximize the benefit. Reducing volumes on a two-block stretch of 52nd Avenue needs a different, more strategic approach. Traveling through our neighborhood, one notices our narrow streets. Turning left onto Southeast Division from 53rd Avenue or turning left onto 53rd Avenue from Division is a challenge already. I hope that you will look at the sloppy signage on 52nd Avenue, both north and south of Division, and consider what could be accomplished if ordinary mitigation efforts were done well. The only signage north of Division on 52nd is a sign that says bumps next two blocks, and the sign is so cocked that you can't even read it from the street. South of Division, the only signage has to do with where the buses stop. There is no signage in place at all to mitigate traffic right now. I submit to you that if there were a speed reduction north of Division and a stop sign placed at 52nd and Sherman Streets, those could help us get to where we want to be. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony.
Could I just ask a clarifying question? Why is it that you don't use 53rd to get to your own driveway?
If I'm coming down Division, it means turning left across oncoming traffic to get onto 53rd.
But wouldn't you have
from
to
the south?
But you still have to turn left.
No, ma'am. What I do presently is go up 52nd, I cross Division one block, go to Sherman, turn right, and then turn right again to get onto my street to my neighborhood.
I see. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Tim O'Neill, and I'm here on behalf of Southeast Uplift Neighborhood Coalition, which represents 20 neighborhood associations in Northeast and Southeast Portland. The Southeast Uplift Board of Directors voted to endorse the 50s Bikeway Plan as currently designed, and recommends that City Council approve the plan. Our board believes this project will be beneficial to the entire coalition area and specifically the seven neighborhoods directly affected by the implementation. We feel the project team went to sufficient lengths to gather public input on the project. The team clearly took input into consideration and made alterations to the plan based on public comment and recommendations from the Citizen Advisory Committee. Traffic diversion and removal of parking were a couple of contentious issues in this planning process. The project team worked with each neighborhood to create solutions that would best serve the greatest number of residents on the affected streets, and we fully support the solutions that have been proposed. Some concerns were expressed about the lack of enhanced pedestrian safety amenities along 52nd Avenue south of Powell. The project team believes that narrower traffic lanes due to the bike lanes will reduce traffic speeds. While not a perfect solution, we are satisfied with these improvements to pedestrian safety and do not believe that any of these issues should stop the implementation of the plan. Southeast Uplift encourages the council to approve the bikeway project, and we look forward to the continued expansion of bikeways and greenways across the city. We support measures to allow for the continued diversification of transportation options for all communities across Portland. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Welcome, sir.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Commissioners. I'm here on behalf of Portland Public Schools. My name's Tony Magliano. I'm the Director of Facilities. The Northeast-Southeast 50s Bikeway Project will demonstrate the city's commitment to ensuring our pedestrians and cyclists are safe, and then closest to our hearts, it'll ensure the safety of our students getting to school. 71 of our schools participate in the Safe Routes to School program. 12 of those schools were recent additions specifically due to this project. 40% of the students in these schools currently bike or walk to school. So the overall safety of students is one of many reasons that we're asking you to support this project. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all again. Appreciate it. All right, the next four
are Bruce Street, Kimberly Medic, Rebecca Casanova, and Catherine Toswill. And they'll be followed by Patty Ragnon, Salvatore Reja, Laura Belson, and Russ Willis.
Hi. Good afternoon. Welcome. Would you like to begin, sir?
Sure. Good afternoon, Mayor Adams and Commissioner Fritz. My name is Bruce Treat. I'm the former president of the Mount Tabor Neighborhood Association, or MTNA, as we call it. I served as MTNA's president for 4 years until my term expired this past May. And as you can imagine, I saw a lot of disputes. Though I'm not here today representing MTNA, I also was and still am MTNA's representative on the Citizens Advisory Committee for the 50s Bikeway Project for this past year plus, and I'm in support of the traffic diverter at 52nd and Division. I'm here today to talk about the testing of that proposed diverter. Currently, 52nd Avenue gets around 2,700 cars, which is significantly more than the adjoining neighborhood streets in Mount Tabor by more than 2,000 cars each street. Adding to a traffic diverter at 52nd and Division will greatly reduce the amount of car traffic traveling on 52nd by about 1,500 cars per day, or down to around 1,200 cars total. That's still pretty high, but it's more palatable than 2,700 cars a day. The diverter will add some traffic to the adjoining streets, possibly up to 150 car trips daily during the eight-month testing period. If after 4 months of testing, it's more than 150 car trips per day on the adjoining streets, PBOT has said they will come out and try further mitigation measures other than speed bumps or stop signs. If after another 4 months, the traffic counts are still at 150 or above per day, PBOT will remove the diverter. So the residents on 52nd will have to endure only around 1,200 cars per day on their street. I am asking the residents of 51st, 53rd, and 54th to be good neighbors and absorb some of that traffic. Again, and I'm asking for your vote, too. Again, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, sir. Hi.
Hello. My name is Kimberly Medic. Thank you for letting me testify here today. I live with my family in the Mount Tabor neighborhood. I live on Lincoln, right near the 52nd Avenue intersection. I have attended several meetings regarding the 50s Bikeway Project, most recently the news conference that Mayor Sam Adams had in by Franklin High School. My first point, I want to talk about the safety at Atkinson Elementary School. The diverter will actually make the safe routes to school much better for Atkinson, as well as other schools along the bike route, such as Franklin High School. Atkinson has a fantastic crossing signal that many kids and families use. It's at Division and 57th. The small additional volume of cars on Division traveling east will not have an impact on this. What the diverter will do is improve the safety of Lincoln Street as a bike route to school. Currently, Lincoln is too busy to consider having a young rider on it, even though it should be that. The diverter will also improve the crossing at 52nd and Lincoln, which many parents complain about. I walk by this intersection every day with my 11-month-old son, and so this is near and dear to my heart, and so the diverter is very important. I see the cars speeding down Lincoln Street, the TriMet bus speeding down the street, not, you know, stopping at the stop sign, near misses every single day, which has been mentioned here today. I've seen it myself, and it's really only a matter of time, unfortunately, you know, before somebody is injured or worse. So I hope that you can please support the diverter going in. Of course, I'm in support of the bikeways, as most people here today are. So thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you so much, Mayor Adams and commissioners, for the opportunity to speak today regarding the 50s Bikeway Project. My name is Rebecca Casanova, and I have lived on Southeast 52nd Avenue between Sherman and Lincoln Streets since my partner and I purchased our home in March of 2004. Beginning in February 2011, I began to attend meetings where the 50s Bikeway Project was proposed and various bikeway options were presented by PBOT staff and discussed with neighbors and other interested parties. This has been an inordinately transparent and open process, and I commend the PBOT staff for that. I ask for your strong support of the Bikeway Project and also for the diverter at Division and Southeast 52nd Avenue. I'm a year-round bike commuter. I commute daily from my home on Southeast 52nd Avenue to the Portland State University campus, where I work on and study public health. I average about 40 to 50 miles per week on bike commuting, and I am an avid but timid cyclist. I'm kind of a chicken. And the stretch of my commute that is the most frightening is between my driveway on Southeast 52nd Avenue and Southeast Lincoln and Southeast 50th Avenue. Every morning when I leave the house, it is really a challenge to enter traffic on Southeast 52nd Avenue because of the volume of non-local motor vehicle traffic that's using the block as a cut-through, and the intersection at Southeast Lincoln and Southeast 52nd Avenues is flat-out dangerous. The visibility is terrible, and cars speed through the intersection. I have had and witnessed far too many close calls at this intersection, and I believe strongly that the installation of the diverter at Division Street would make these blocks and the neighboring streets safer for all, including cyclists. I will gladly put up with the inconvenience of not being able to drive north on Southeast 52nd from Division in order to make a safer bike route a reality. I also would like to make the point that I do not believe that the diverter at Southeast 52nd and Division is drastic. I think it is the absolute minimum that we need to do to make this bikeway safe for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Hi, welcome.
Thank you, Mayor Adams, commissioners. My name is Catherine Toswell, and I also live on 52nd Avenue between Lincoln and Sherman. My partner and I have lived on that block since buying our house in early 2004, and I'm here to ask that you approve the 50s bikeway, and in particular, I'm here in strong support of the diversion at Division and Southeast 52nd. On my block on 52nd, we are, as we've now heard, getting around 2,700 or 2,800 cars per day. And we've heard that 90% of that is out of neighborhood cut-through traffic. This number does not surprise me, as I experience this every day, and I see out-of-neighborhood traffic speeding up 52nd and then turning left onto Lincoln as they head to points downtown or further north. My block is not equipped to handle the volume or the speed of traffic that it's currently receiving. It's not zoned for this level of traffic, and it's not acceptable. I'd also note that this problem has gotten worse in the 7 years since we bought our house, and that we've had neighbors move off our block because of this particular problem. We've had three sets of next-door neighbors, and they've all sold, the ones that have left have sold their houses because they have small children and they can't tolerate the level of traffic. I would add that the negative impact of the traffic that's currently on my block is real, as opposed to the speculative traffic that might increase on some of the neighboring blocks. And because that the increase on the neighboring blocks is, in fact, speculative or hypothetical, I believe that's why we should have a test of the diverter so we can actually see what the numbers will be. I'd also point out that installing the diverter will actually inconvenience me as I do travel north on 52nd, but that inconvenience is something that I'm willing to accept in order to see the safety of all enhanced. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your testimony. Appreciate it.
The next four are Patty Ragnone, Salvatore Reja, Laura Belson, and Russ Willis. And they'll be followed by Mary Hogue, Bernard Sanders, Vicky Calafa, and Julie Rhodes.
Hi, welcome. Glad you're here. Would you like to begin?
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Patty Ragnone. I'm here representing myself, and I am opposed to this whole thing. I've lived in the neighborhood for almost 50 years. I've seen the influx in traffic. I moved away for 10 years. I came back 3 years ago, and I couldn't believe all the traffic, all the bicycles. You know, it was just like, wow, where did all this come from? And I'm really opposed. I go up Lincoln Street from about 45th to 52nd and beyond every day. I see bicyclists not following the rules of the road, not wearing helmets, not signaling, you know, on and on. And